Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Mason, we're still on break.
Oh!
I know you don't like that. But luckily, the content doesn't stop, not even for a second.
That's a relief.
Especially at BigSandwich.co, Mason, where we've got a huge back catalogue of stuff, exclusive stuff. If people sign up, they might want to listen to. It's like a private Patreon, Mason.
That's right, but legally distinct.
That's right. And one of the things we do every month is something called the Time Crapsule.
That's right, James and Mason's Time Crapsule. Every episode, we pick a year in pop culture and we go, is this any good?
Yep.
Or was this, would we be depressed to live in this era?
It's usually the depressed thing.
It oftentimes it is. Surprisingly, the further back you go in history, the more depressing the very state of pop culture is. But what we're doing is we're picking over its carcass.
Yes.
We're like, was this a good year for pop culture? Did this influence
yep.
the modern day? Is there some weird stuff that happened?
Always.
Or there's always a weird thing. What, is there a weird trend?
We find a weird guy who did a weird thing.
And some guy who's just said he did a thing, but it's obviously a lie. Is there an animal that became a movie star for 50 years somehow?
Yeah, Jimmy the Raven. Yeah, we've talked about him. So, yeah, this is just one of those episodes if you do want to go back and look at any of this. As we've mentioned in previous weeks, we also have a show called We Got This Covered where we look at clickbait. We have a comic book club. We also do movie commentaries.
That's right.
So, yeah, there's a huge back catalogue if you are interested. But don't even worry if you're not interested in any of that. Maybe you just want to listen to this and go, no, thank you.
That's right.
I will wait for regular Weekly Planet when it returns on September. What's the date, Mason?
The 5th or something?
Tell me the date, Mason.
Might be the 5th or something.
Is it the 5th? Let's find out. It is, yes.
Yes.
Not that I didn't trust you. I just never thought that you'd get that right.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah. So anyways, we really appreciate any support that you give, or none at all. We appreciate you allowing us
So we appreciate no support at all.
No, I like people just listening. It's good fun, man.
No, you said no support at all. We appreciate people who don't even listen.
I guess.
Yeah.
Because then they're not hassling us.
Sure.
I guess.
We appreciate any and all people up to but not including just flat out abuse. We don't like that.
We don't. Anyways, we hope you're having a good time. We'll be back very soon. Thank you very much.
Grab that jam, you guys. We'll see you real soon.
Well, and here's the thing we said.
Yeah.
The Time Crapsule.
Yeah. Folks, welcome once again to another episode of James and Maso's Time Crapsule podcast. James is filled with joy over there on the other side of the table.
I certainly am.
Every episode, we pick a year at random.
That's seemingly random.
We look at all
random.
The pop culture and we're like,
what's
this
up?
A good
what's
year?
This? What's this?
We have wanted to live in this year, or is it a pop culture wasteland? Is it a pop culture desert or a pop culture oasis?
Oh, that's great. And speaking of oasis.
Oh, that's right.
The Beatles.
That's exactly right. We're talking about the year 1965.
Stuff. That's right. Yeah.
Which may have inspired a certain couple of brothers from, where were they from? London.
Welsh.
I don't think they're Welsh. The Oasis brothers.
Welsh.
Liam and Noel Oasis. Yeah. Noel Oasis sort of rolls off the tongue very well.
Does, doesn't it? Yeah, absolutely.
Anyway, pick 1965 and we're like, wonder what happened in here.
Yeah, lots of stuff it turns out. It was a big year.
For example, they were good at predicting the future in that year because in 1965 a US Senate subcommittee predicted that by the year 2000, Americans would be working 20 hours a week and vacationing 7+ weeks a year.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's unfortunate, isn't it?
Isn't it, though, yeah.
That's some teacher holidays there, right there.
Oh, yeah?
7 weeks.
Those bloody bludges, am I right, James?
Mm.
James?
No, it's well earned, Mason.
Yeah,
you're not gonna trap me on that.
Okay.
Even though I don't teach anymore,
You still respect the craft of teaching?
No. But that's not yeah. That's not to say that they don't deserve a break like everybody else.
Also doesn't count all the time they're in the bloody staff room.
That's true.
I just had a flashback of being too afraid as a child to go into the staff room.
Yeah.
The staff room. Nowadays, I'd kick that door in. I don't know what I'm doing.
What are you up to?
I don't know what I'm doing there, but I'm kicking the door and I'm like, what are you doing?
You know what it's for? You go in there to be like, this goddamn kid. Uh-huh. That's what it's for.
Yeah, I bet.
That's why you're afraid. You don't want them talking about you.
Yeah, true.
I didn't like spending a lot of time in the staff room. Like, you poke your head and you're like, hello, what's up? Quickly eat my lunch, and then I'll go and like.
You're talking about as a teacher.
Yeah.
Not as a student.
Yeah, because I
go. Hey, what's going on? I'm going to eat my lunch, but.
I'd go and work because I'm like, if I work now, I'd have to work after school.
That's
you
true.
Know, you don't get paid extra for being there.
Well, that's how I know I could never be a teacher because I would have done all the work after school. I would have been like, well, I could work now, but I don't want to. Future me can deal with working.
Oh, no, Mason.
Mm, that's right.
Should we talk about some movies then?
Yes, please.
These are some of the popular movies. The Sound of Music was the biggest movie of the year, Mason. It was a surprise smash hit, and it launched a new era of musicals, some of which I remember and most of which have faded into obscurity.
You know, one thing we haven't done on this is just go 1965 on pop culture on Google and then look at the questions that people have asked.
Oh, wow, that's something new. What else we got? Oh, should I do the movies quickly?
Okay, cool.
Dr. Zhivago, Thunderball.
Was that the second one? No, the second one was...
It was the third one then.
From Russia with Love.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. But I was just going to say one of the questions is, what was the most popular thing in 1965?
Let's find out.
And the answer was, in 1965, The Sound of Music was the highest grossing film.
Great. So nothing, no, there's no new information.
No, that's true. But here are the other questions, James. You ready? Why was 1965 so important? What was big news in 1965?
Wow.
Hang on.
Ollie.
What happened April 1965? What happened November 1965? What happened October 1965? What happened March 1965? Why did Thomas Edison invent the light bulb?
1965.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
Fascinating stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Fascinating and all very relevant.
But adjusted for inflation, I believe, Thunderball is the highest grossing Bond movie ever.
Really?
Because it was $140 million at the time.
Which
is like $1 billion now.
Oh, my God. That's so incredible.
That's impressive. Also, Thunderball is the one I like talking about the most because it's the one produced by Kevin McClory.
The one they can keep remaking?
Yeah. So he... Years prior when Ian Fleming wanted to make the jump from Bond being in books to the big screen, he worked with Kevin McClory, who was the screenwriter, and Jack Whittingham, who was another screenwriter, on a new Bond script. Not an adaptation of an existing book, but a new storyline. And then the whole thing fell apart for a variety of reasons. And then shortly thereafter, Kevin McClory received an advanced copy of Ian Fleming's new book, Thunderball, which contained all the plot elements that they had discussed, and there was a huge lawsuit. And if you pick up a copy of Thunderball, it says in the jacket sleeve, it'll always say like written by Ian Fleming, based on a screenplay by the two other guys.
Yeah, I get you.
So Kevin McClory basically got these weird rights to make. I've discussed this before, but I love it. He got these weird rights to make his own James Bond movie, but only using the elements that he developed for this script.
Which was Blofeld
and Spectre and the theft of two nuclear warheads. Yeah. And
that's why it took several Daniel Craig movies to put Spectre in.
Yeah, that's right. And essentially what they did is when they eventually came to making Thunderball several years later, they were like, we'd like to make you a producer on this, but you can't make you still have the rights to make your movie in perpetuity, essentially, but you can't do it for 10 years. And they were like, I'm pretty sure they were like, if we get him to make this, he'll, like, once he's made it, he'll get it out of his system. But it turns out spite is a huge motivator because, like,
money.
Exactly 10 years later, he's like, I'm going to make another one of these.
And he did in 83.
Yeah, he made Never Say Never Again, which also starred Sean Connery out of spite.
Yes.
Because it initially wasn't going to be Connery, but then he's like,
and that would have helped immensely with the box office. Yeah. I think, what did it go up against? I can't remember which Roger Moore one it went up against. But
Octopussy, maybe?
Yeah, it did pretty well.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think it beat it, but it did pretty well.
But that's, again, I love that because it's so wild. It's like if somebody wrote some Marvel comics back in the 60s and then they just got the rights to make an Iron Man movie.
Incredible, just had
them in their back pocket at all times.
Yeah.
what a loaded weapon that would be for Absolutely. Marvel. Kevin Feige every day would be like having a meeting with that guy being like,
give me the thing.
Give me the thing.
Yeah.
Give me the thing. I'll put it under my hat.
I'm just going to let the dog out.
Rough.
Why don't you, Mason,
mm-hmm.
just sit.
Just sit silently? Okay, I'll do that. Bye, Ollie. Bye-bye. I see you later.
Are you familiar with the movie Those Magnificent Men and Their Flying Machines?
No, I've heard the song.
That was a movie. The really? Great
do
Race.
Do you think the song was based on the...
No.
Those magnificent men in their flying machines. They go up, 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 and go down, 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 down.
They go down, 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 down.
Exactly.
I don't know that song now. Yeah, it's a movie.
Terrific.
Rawnsley, a press owner, announces an air race in order to boost the circulation of his newspaper.
No,
but one of the participants, Percy, pilot plots to sabotage his competitor's planes. Percy Triumph.
Does it say, is there any reference to Down Diddly
Down? It says there are no songs.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, there's a pseudo sequel, though, too, that much. Goodness. Let me check. Song. Yeah, there was a song, et cetera.
That's terrific.
Anyways, Mason, The Great Race, that damn cat, or
darn cat.
Darn
cat,
it looks like an M. Cat Baloo, and what's new, Pussycat? So just three cat-themed movies.
Cat Baloo, was that, I think Elvis is in that movie.
I don't know. It's one of those ones where he's going to drive a car or drive a boat or whatever.
Yeah.
Mm.
Well, speaking of.
I was actually having a conversation just quickly about Elvis the other day.
Uh-huh.
I think it was with my mum. She's like, I was watching one of those old movies. And, you know, he wasn't even playing the guitar in those movies. I don't think he could actually play guitar. And I'm like, they're miming. They're not really playing it. Like, you know that,
no,
right? Like,
great.
You've known that
that's
in movies
tremendous.
They don't really, most of the time, they're not playing the instruments, especially not from, like, that era.
Mm.
She's like, well, I thought he was a good, I always thought he was a good guitarist. Like, it's a movie.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what you mean. Mm. She went to an Elvis exhibition. That's why. Anyways,
oh, my parents also went to the Elvis exhibition.
Of course they did.
Did they? No, they did. Yeah, they
and
did.
And afterwards, my parents were like, not a fan. Didn't
of my parents?
Yeah.
They saw him there. Wow,
yeah.
Brutal.
No, my mum's like, just not an Elvis fan. Oh. She's like, yeah, he's all right.
The 1965 was the first time when you said that damn cat.
Damn
1965
cat.
Was the first year in which a swear word was on TV.
And what was it?
It was damn.
It was C-bomb, wasn't it?
But also, here's the thing about that is in America, it was damn.
Yeah.
But in the UK, the first F-bomb dropped.
Nice.
The same year.
Was it like John Cleese on a talk show or something?
I'll find out for you by doing a search right now.
If you could. Okay. So, yeah, interesting year for movies. The only one I would say that's really kind of resonated is probably the first three, Dr. Zhivago, Thunderball, and Sound of Music. Even then, though, like, I couldn't tell you what Dr. Zhivago is about for a million years. For a million years, I couldn't tell you.
Not for a million years.
If I had
years.
A million years, I'd
wow.
never figure it
okay,
out.
Okay, here it is. The first ever swear word heard on American primetime network TV was damn by Miss Pringle in an episode of My Favourite Martian.
Oh, okay.
But in the UK, the first use of the F word on television was on November 13, 1965, towards the end of the year. Thought he'd squeeze it out.
Squeeze it in.
By literary agent Kenneth Tynan during a satirical discussion show on the BBC.
Mm, that sounds just like every show on the BBC.
Right?
Just a panel of comedians being like, you're a prick and you're a prick.
Yeah.
And you're a prick.
Well, it was on the TV show.
Who's lying, though?
It was on the TV show, Would I Swear to You? Would I Swear at You?
I'm going to swear at you.
I'm going to swear at you. 9 out of 10 cats would say the F-bomb.
Is that a good show? You. People like it, right?
I think so.
Yeah. Here's some TV shows, though, from the era that debuted. Hogan's Heroes.
Mm-hmm.
Famously, the lead guy from that was murdered under suspicious circumstances.
No, James, he killed himself.
No.
It was Willem Dafoe.
I saw the movie.
Oh,
it was probably Willem Dafoe.
Oh, no.
But he was a bad guy. What was his name again? Bob?
Crane.
Yeah. He used to bring women back to have sex with them and film them. And now I think his son sells that stuff online. People.
Oh, well, that's, I mean, it's probably morally fine because they're all dead now.
I agree.
Yeah, so it's fine.
You're not going to believe this, but Days of Our Lives started. It has never stopped.
Mm.
Lost in Space, Green Ape.
That's never stopped either because obviously we got that series.
Yep.
We got the wonderful movie with
Matt LeBlanc. And then we got the TV show
series.
On Netflix, which will never be cancelled.
No, I think it has been cancelled.
It will never be cancelled.
Okay, sure, James.
The Green Acres, The Wild Wild West.
All the sci-fi western, which of course has continued forever because it became that movie.
That's right.
And now
it's on Netflix.
An endless runner mobile phone game.
with a
weird chip tune version of the theme song, which is not quite the same. I've made that up, by the way, but
it's a good joke though.
Yeah.
I dream of Jeannie.
Oh.
Get Smart. F Troop. Thunderbirds. Which became a movie, but they weren't puppets. Do you remember?
I do, yes.
Yeah. Bill Paxton was in it, I think.
Well, I mean, from famous quotes from the year. Number one, sorry about that, Chief, from Maxwell Smart.
Oh, very good.
But also caution, cigarette smoking may be hazardous to your health.
Is that true?
That's the US Surgeon General.
Wow.
Also, turn on, tune in, and drop out. That's Dr. Timothy Leary.
Who's that?
The drugs guy. Mr. Drugs.
What's the
king of drugs.
He likes drugs, doesn't he?
He was all about, guys, you got to do some LSD.
Well, I'm not about that, so I'm glad I haven't heard of him. Because
an American psychologist and writer known for his strong advocacy of psychedelic drugs.
The Joe Rogan of his day.
Evaluations of Leary are polarized, ranging from bold oracle to publicity hound. I think you lean towards that last one, I would reckon. Because you're a square.
Yeah, man. The FBI, that show, which was also, that's the show in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. You know the one that they show that DiCaprio's in?
DiCaprio's in. Oh, that was, yeah. Okay, that was a real show.
Yeah, I think so. I believe it's that show. I Spy, which became an Eddie Murphy, Owen Wilson movie.
Oh, yeah. Pryor was a bloody Bill Cosby. Yeah, Bill Cosby, Something else.
The Hollywood Squares.
Sure, yeah.
Kimber the White Lion.
Oh.
Ultraman, a special effects fantasy series, which is the full title. And then, of course, there was a Beatles animated series before we do Music Mason. This is the Beatles was a Saturday morning animated series featuring representation of the popular English rock band of the same name. They did all the songs and all that. I can't remember. They did all the songs and such.
Okay.
But it wasn't their voices. I looked into it. Oh. Ran for a couple of seasons and then it was on syndication until 1969. Mason, music.
Nice.
This is your wheelhouse.
Oh, well, I think the biggest song of the year was bloody...
Help?
No. I mean, Help was a big song. It might have been... Rolling Stones. Might have been I Can't Get No Satisfaction.
I read how that started.
Was it Mick Jagger couldn't get satisfaction? I read it down
here. Yeah, that's funny. Keith Richards.
It's not funny, James. Men not getting satisfaction. It's serious business.
Keith Richards came up with the famous guitar riff for Satisfaction.
Oh, there was a guitar riff?
Yeah, when he woke up from a deep sleep and sung the riff for 3 seconds to a tape recorder only to then fall back to sleep again.
Whoa.
God. See, you just got to write down all of your ideas when you're
insane ideas when you're asleep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I have one more music fact.
Okay.
Pete Best.
Oh, I know this one.
Oh, do you want to do it?
Well, Pete Best that year, I believe, released an album.
Oh, who is Pete Best first?
Oh, Pete Best was a one-time drummer for the Beatles, sometimes called the Fifth Beatle, although numerous people are often called the Fifth Beatle.
Also, he was the Fourth Beatle and they replaced him.
It's true.
So, yes. You know.
Yeah. We were talking recently, if you're a fan of Do Go On.
No.
Well, imagine if you were.
Yeah.
They did an episode recently with comedian Cameron James about Jimmy Nichol, who was the Beatles drummer for like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
When the Beatles toured Australia, he was temporarily the drummer at that point. But then, because Ringo was sick, but then Ringo was like, this guy's stealing my bits. I'm going to go down to Australia and get him.
Oh, actually, did
and
that.
They sent him home alone.
Is that true?
That is true, yeah. They just sent him to the airport alone.
Well, that's what you get for helping out. I hope he got paid some money, but he probably
No, he actually got paid a lot of money.
Did he?
Like it was like 10 grand a day or something.
Oh,
or something.
Shit.
Or, yeah, something like that.
Wow, good for
or
him.
Or 10 grand a show or something. It was like some insane amount.
Yeah, that's insane for now.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's YouTube money.
Hell yeah, brother.
Yeah.
No, but we didn't get to the Pete Best thing.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
So Pete Best that year released an album, if I remember correctly, called it would have been Best of the Beatles.
It was called Best of the Beatles.
Because meaning it was Pete Best from the band The Beatles. But I don't think there was any Beatles songs in there, obviously, because he couldn't get the rights. And so it was just him just doing an assortment of songs, probably like covers and common at the time.
It was it fooled many people into buying it, mm-hmm. and it was investigated for consumer fraud.
Incredible.
But the case was dropped because technically
he's not wrong.
He is Best of the Beatles.
That's true. And also, just look at the back.
Yeah, I know, right?
Look at the back. It's not like you could, it's an era where you download it and be surprised. It's a big, it's the biggest possible format for an album. You could just look at the back and go, personnel, not any of the Beatles. Okay,
that's right.
That's terrific.
So apparently his net worth is $600,000 and over 30 years later, Best received a major monetary payout for his work at the Beatles after the release of their 1995 compilation on the early records from Anthology No. 1.
Oh.
So there you go.
There I go.
Yeah. So well, I think he still might get royalties if he owns anything. I have no idea.
It's pretty good.
What other music, Mason? Or have you done with music? Have you had enough of it?
No, I love music, James.
Sick of it.
Now, the thing is that I love music.
Oh, that's good.
Popular musicians included. How many of these have you heard of, James?
Here we go.
The Beatles.
Nah.
The Rolling Stones?
No, sorry.
Freddie and the Dreamers.
Yeah, big fan.
Go on.
What do you mean go on?
Do you know what's your favorite? Freddie and the
Freddie
Dreamers.
Freddie and the Dreamers.
Okay, that covered that. Yeah. Nice. My favorite one is the one that goes, Freddie and the Dreamers, we're Freddie and the Dreamers. You know that song?
Yeah, it's really good.
We're Freddie and the Dreamers, and we're cool as can be. You know that song?
Of course I know it.
The band Freddie and the Dreamers. And this is a song, Cars, Freddie and the Dreamers. No. Anyway, The Animals. You know The Animals.
Nah, sorry.
The Animals did House of the Rising Sun.
Don't know what, mate. Sorry.
The Kinks.
Nah.
The Searchers.
Yep.
The Seekers.
Nah.
What? were you more of a Searchers man or a Seekers man? It's important, James.
I'd be a Seekers guy, okay. Yeah.
Moody Blues. Donovan. I'm just speeding through.
Donovan. Jason Donovan.
Not Jason Donovan. Cilla Black. Dusty Springfield. You would have heard of Dusty Springfield.
Nah, sorry.
Tom Jones.
Nah.
Simon and Garfunkel.
Is he?
What do you mean?
Is Simon Garfunkel?
No, they're different men.
Okay.
God damn it, James. Influential songs, James, include An Unchained Melody by the Righteous Brothers.
Don't know it.
California Girls by the Beach Boys.
Sorry, no.
And Hurt So Bad by Little Anthony and the Imperials. I love all those old school names. Yeah.
Love it.
Oh, this hurts so bad.
Mm, in a good way.
Yeah.
I got some events, Mason.
Go on.
So Intelsat 1, also known as the Early Bird, was the first ever commercial communication satellite aircraft, which was placed in orbit in April of 1965. That's big.
I don't believe that.
There was also the launch of the PDP-8, the first of its kind and the only 12-bit microcomputer.
Oh, the only 12-bit. Interesting.
Yeah.
I don't even really know what a bit is.
Yeah, but it doesn't seem like much.
No, but I mean back in the, you know, we know the 8-bits, obviously, and the 16-bits.
Mm, that's true.
And so forth.
And also there was the first rectangular television, which came via Motorola. We're now exclusively known for phones you don't buy.
That's correct. Yes. Mm.
Wow, incredible! But I've got some. I've got some other kind of situations that happened.
Oh, other situations.
This is. So, have you heard about the story of Randy Gardner?
No.
Randy Gardner.
I've seen a few bloody movies featuring a Randy Gardner. Am I right, James?
Like at the cinema?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You go to the cinema for these?
Yep.
You couldn't just watch them at home?
No.
Okay.
No video on demand. You go to the cinema?
He was a 17-year-old who set the scientifically documented record for the longest non-stimulated human has gone without sleep. He stayed up for 11 days. And reported serious cognitive and behavioral issues. These included, you go crazy.
Mm.
These included moodiness, problems with concentration, short-term memory, paranoia, and hallucinations. On the 11th day, when he was asked to subtract 7 repeatedly, starting with 100, he stopped at 65. When asked why he stopped, he replied he'd forgotten what he was doing. So, yeah.
Wow, okay.
So this is really interesting because basically,
I would stop. As a man with... who's had a very good night of sleep, I would have stopped way before then, honestly. I would have gone 93. Oh, that's it, I reckon. Yeah, no, I don't want to.
83.
Close enough, I'm leaving.
there you go. It's also when you go without sleep.
Yeah.
Apparently you are instantly cured of all of these things after a good night's sleep.
Huh.
So it's temporary. Unless you've got some kind of actual like cognitive problem.
Yeah, right.
Gatorade was also created and named in 1965 by scientists at the University of Florida.
Florida Gators.
That's right, at the request of the head coach of the football team. When the Gators won the Orange Bowl, the opposing coach said about their loss, "We didn't have Gatorade. That made the difference."
Wow. Was he paid by Gatorade?
That's my question to
wow.
you. So, yeah, they didn't have sugar and water.
Do you want to hear some space facts, James? Because I know you love all your satellite facts. But it's so cold and inhuman, just like you, James. These are some human space facts.
Okay.
Number one, cosmonaut Alexei Leonov was the first person to walk in space.
I did know that, yes.
Next to Voxhod 2. Second fact, astronaut John Young smuggled an illegal corned beef sandwich on board the Gemini 3 spacecraft. He was given the first reprimand in NASA space mission history, and his snack remains the only contraband sandwich to ever make it into space. Imagine if Gemini 3 had exploded because he brought a corned beef sandwich on, and there's just like footage from the, you know, that's been beamed down to the headquarters, and you just see like he opens up like a little Ziploc bag and a sandwich flies out. It hits an air filter and then static, and there's just a...
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Photo from another, there's an image video from another satellite, just Gemini exploding. Oh, we laugh.
We laugh because it's fun.
Also, how do you, I don't know.
How do you what?
Space food. Would it be, is it difficult to eat a sandwich in space?
I don't think so. Not like that. Not if it's all dry ingredients.
Mm.
Oh, man. If I got to space, I would immediately smuggle a sandwich. I would do it.
You reckon?
Be like, yeah, why not? Just ruin my career immediately. He would have had to have told them also because they didn't have video.
He would have
said, I'm eating a sandwich. I was like,
Or
as he's taken off, he's waving out the window with a on his sandwich, pretending to eat it like, huh? Well, look at this.
Yeah, maybe,
look at me. You're going to stop the shuttle? You can't.
Turns out they could. They put a big set of spike strips in front of it. It's launching. Rips the fuel tanks out. Okay, here's a couple more facts.
Got it.
On December 16, astronauts Wally Shearer and Tom Stafford became the first people to perform music in space when they played Jingle Bells on harmonica and bells that they smuggled onto the Gemini 6.
What is happening?
What are these people
Rogue lunatics.
Okay, but all right. Here's why they did it, because NASA, as a practical joke, played a parody of Hello Dolly, one of the biggest hits of the year, to wake the Gemini 6 crew in 1965. That started the tradition of waking astronauts up with songs. So basically, it was like any building site workplace, just lots of practical jokes and
sandwiches and
like bullying. Probably it sounds like just a regular workplace.
Yeah.
Mm.
Do you want something?
Couldn't do it these days.
Do you want something awful?
Yes.
Charles Linster broke the world record for the most nonstop push-ups with 6,006.
Did he post it on Linstagram?
It didn't say that, but yes.
Yeah.
He only stopped at 6,006 because his coach didn't want him to harm himself unknowingly. 69 days later, he broke his neck, paralyzing him permanently.
Were they related?
I don't think so.
Huh.
Yeah.
Wow.
So there you go. Cannot do 6,006 push-ups consecutively.
Yeah, this
that is not possible.
That's a real Jimmy the Raven situation of like just one of these old-timey facts that somebody said.
Yeah.
And you can't really prove otherwise. It's just like, well, why would anybody lie about it? I don't know, because everybody lies all the time.
Let me find out the push-up record. Apparently the record is 10,507.
Wow.
So maybe you did do it.
Maybe.
That's too many. God. I could
I reckon if you like put a gun to my head, I could do 50 in a row, but I'd have to have a gun to my head.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm. But like, that's not enough.
To break that record. No,
or my neck.
No, that's true. Yeah.
Here's some more facts. AstroTurf was invented.
Oh.
Also, the Pillsbury Doughboy was introduced. His name was introduced. His name is Poppin' Fresh.
Sure. Hence that Simpsons reference.
That's right.
Yeah.
The price of the Volkswagen Bug Beetle in 1965 was $1,595.
Okay.
Johnny Cash's truck.
How many, sorry, dollars?
$1,595. Johnny Cash's truck caught fire, triggering a forest fire that burnt several hundred acres in Los Padres National Forest.
Fans of the Volkswagen in these days, that amount, $1,595, the equivalent of $14,507.
Very reasonably priced.
That's very reasonably priced.
Yeah.
God, couldn't get a Volkswagen.
No, you couldn't.
Mm.
You couldn't get like a... You could get like a decent secondhand car for that.
Yeah.
Johnny Cash's truck caught fire, triggering a forest fire that burnt several hundred acres. When the judge asked Cash why he did it, he said, "I didn't do it. My truck did, and it's dead. So you can't question it."
I mean, that's true, but
you did do it.
That's bizarre. That whole situation's bizarre. Why did I do it? What do you mean? Why did I do it?
Because I wanted to.
Yeah, I wanted my truck to catch fire, to burn a forest down. I'm Johnny Cash. And my legend continues, he should have said.
You mentioned the first cosmonaut to walk in space, didn't you?
I did.
Hugh Hefner threw a Batman-themed party in 1965. ABC executive Yael Udoff was in attendance and ended up pitching the idea for a Batman TV show the following year.
Whoa.
James Russell invented the compact disc, but that didn't kind of... Nothing sure. happened for a while.
Well, there was no good music to put on it, so.
It's true. The species of banana eaten today is different from the species eaten pre-1965.
That's why those candy bananas taste different from actual bananas.
What?
Yeah.
So they used to taste like that.
They used to taste like the candy bananas.
That's not true.
That is true. Based on a species of banana that doesn't exist anymore.
The gross Michael banana became commercially extinct.
What's cool? It's called the gross Michael.
Mikael, maybe?
Maybe. Hey, do you want to try my gross Michael banana?
Where's it been, Michael? Oh, I'll never tell you. But do you want to try it?
It's a secret. That's gross Michael's secret, actually. Gross Michael keeps his secrets. Especially about where I put my eyes.
I put all the fungus on him. That was me. Gross Michael.
Oh, no.
So, yeah, they became extinct. Surely they'd be able to bring that back at this point, right?
I mean, maybe. Did anybody take a DNA sample?
Seeds?
So I don't know. Can you? I
don't know.
This isn't the podcast for determining whether or not
nobody
you can bring
back. Had like a separate, isolated batch of these.
Oh, great question.
I need to know if that banana thing is true because there's no fucking way a banana tastes like that for real.
Okay, let's find.
You're out of your mind, Mason.
Okay, arty.
Books and comics from the era. While you're looking that up,
okay.
Do you know what came out?
Artificial banana flavor.
Artificial banana flavor.
Dude. Artificial banana flavor was a replication of the gross Michel taste, not of the Cavendish, which is the current banana.
It's not a replication. Like a raspberry lolly doesn't taste like a fucking raspberry, does it?
True.
That's bullshit.
I mean, 10best.com disagrees with you, as does foodandwine.com.
Give me a real website.
ScienceFriday.com.
Give me BigSandwich.co if that
BBC.com says it's...
They're all linking to this.
America's Test Kitchen. That's a real website. Oh, wait, it says alleged reason.
There we go. Oh, it's, yeah, people lie. But that's what true. Fruit lolly yeah. tastes like the fruit is my point.
Orange.
Not really.
I don't know, though.
Books and comics, Mason. Do you know what came out this year?
Dune.
Dune. Frank Herbert's Dune. Dune. Fox in Socks.
Oh, okay, continue that, but I have a fact about
The Man with the Golden Gun. Give me a Dune. Give me a Dune fact. One more. Girls used to buy comic books as much as boys. Superman's girlfriend, yes, Lois Lane, was the third best-selling title in 1965, selling four times as many copies as today's most popular comic books.
That's very true. So here's the fun fact about Dune, the book Dune. After being rejected by 20 publishers, Frank Herbert's 1965 sci-fi classic Dune was finally picked up by Chilton Books. The publisher was previously known only for those big car repair manuals sold in auto parts stores.
I'm a big fan of those, actually. Yeah.
Same. Mm. I mean, I don't need them.
Nah.
Because I know how to do car stuff.
I was actually born.
Yes.
With a car. So that's how I know.
You're born with a car.
My brother's a car.
Oh, sure.
That's why I know cars so much.
Okay, well,
because in the womb, I was, looking at cars. Yeah. Anyways, did you not know my brother was a car?
I mean, which brother?
The one you don't like.
That makes a lot of sense, actually. I didn't know, but...
Big year for the introduction of comic book characters.
Mm.
To name a few, but there's more than this. Absorbing Man, Beast Boy, Dragon Man, Egg Foo, Fandral, Fritz the Cat, Hercules, the Marvel version, The Inhumans,
ooh,
Judo Master, Juggernaut, Caecilius, Lobo, Lucifer, the Marvel version, Harry Osborn, Stilt Man, The Warriors 3, Wonder Girl.
That's a lot of stuff.
I agree. Mm. But none of them are like...
None of them are like A+.
I would say like Inhumans is probably the biggest.
Yeah, there's no A-list stuff there. Like there's names we recognize.
Yeah.
And like characters that have endured for a long time. Your Wonder Girls. But there's a lot of like joke stuff like Stilt Man.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Do you want to know some toys that were popular?
Yes.
Cap pistols.
Oh, yes.
You know, you go bang, 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 bang.
I know what cap pistols are,
yes. And then you're like, oh, I'm out.
Can you still get those?
Yeah, probably. I think they're not as good or loud. G.I. Joe was interesting. Also, just get like a fake gun and they could electronically make a loud noise.
True.
You don't need it.
Nah, it's not the same.
Yeah,
You can't smell that gunpowder going off.
It's true. You can't think you're going to blow your hand off doing it.
Here's one, James. You'll love a toy that you'll love.
Yeah.
Slumber Party Barbie dolls.
Oh, I got this,
Came with a diet book entitled How to Lose Weight, telling her... Don't eat, and a bathroom scale set at 110 pounds, which is like 50 kilos. It's not a lot.
Yeah, Barbie's tall as well.
That's true, and impossibly.
Yeah.
She's a real, you know?
Yeah. A bitch, is all you're saying?
No, an hourglass figure. I was making the trademark noise of the hourglass figure.
I say that because I was speaking to somebody recently, and there's a bunch of Barbie movies on Netflix.
Right.
And he reckons they're like AI generated. They're so bizarre and really catty and really just like Barbie and her friends turning on each other. And there's a million of them, and they're awful, apparently.
And they're on Netflix, did you say?
Apparently, yeah.
There is a Barbie movie coming up soon with Margot Robbie.
Image of Margot Robbie released.
And directed by Greta Gerwig, so that should be fun.
I think that one could actually be good, yeah. Also, another toy was popular was G.I. Joe, as it was introduced just the year before, and skateboards, which were declared a medical menace.
Nice.
And also the game Operation.
I bet there's like a Thrasher magazine t-shirt that's like medical menace.
Medical menace.
Medical menace. What was the last thing you said, sorry?
Medical man operation, the game Operation.
Oh, well, that's a medical menace.
I mean, great.
I'll tell you that much.
How do you get all that stuff in him?
Well, you don't.
Put him in. You put him in at the start of the game.
But what's the backstory of that man? I think he put them all in himself.
No, I think the doctor did it because that's what you do at the start of the game.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
So you're a psycho doctor.
Just torture.
Sort.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Cool. Notable deaths: T.S. Eliot, Churchill.
Oh, not so bad. That's fine.
Kind of. Caused a massive famine. Yeah, look into
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Not kind of. He did. Mm-hmm. T.S. Eliot, Nat King Cole, Malcolm X was assassinated at age 39. Stan Laurel of Laurel and Hardy. Notable births, Mason.
Go on.
Robert Downey Jr.
Oh.
Your favorite, J.K. Rowling.
But bearing in mind, folks, once again, we do not count notable births.
It's true. Mm. So just ignore these.
Yeah.
As I said, your favorite, J.K. Rowling.
No, she sucks. This week she's all like, I've received so many DMs from people and they really support my and whatever, and people are like, your DMs aren't open.
Yeah.
Nobody can DM you, so I don't know what you're talking about.
The Undertaker, Dr. Dre, Ben Stiller. I didn't realize Ben Stiller was that old. What an idiot.
What a stupid old idiot.
Viola Davis, Chris Rock, Mads Mikkelsen, Kevin James, Bjork, Slash.
I didn't know. Bjork was that old.
Yeah.
I would have said, like, born in the 80s.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. Brandon Lee.
I suppose she was in a band called the Sugar Cubes, which is around in the 80s, I think. So.
That is true. Brandon Lee.
Oh.
Robert Zombie. John C. Reilly. Michael Bay. William Zabka. Frank Grillo. Steve Coogan. Dexter Holland of Offspring fame.
Whoa.
That's right. Didn't you know the Pretty Fly for a White Guy toured with them when they toured that album?
The guy in the video clip with the...
Yes.
And he wear the big football jersey
and
in the hat.
And he came out and did the thing or whatever.
Wow.
Yeah.
They're sexy girls also?
Probably.
Okay, wow.
Yeah, so there you go. Wow, what a time, Mason. Have you got any more information before we work out what's good here?
I have no more information, James.
All right, I'm putting in Dune.
Okay.
And I'm putting in the CD.
Okay.
Because the CD was invented.
You know what? Did we mention Mary Poppins?
Did that come out that year?
1965.
Is that true?
I think so.
Why wasn't that on the list?
I don't know.
I looked up notable movies and it was not there. 19.
64. Oh. You moron.
Well, okay, she won. Julie Andrews won Best Actress in 1965.
Mason, why do you get things wrong every time?
I didn't technically get it wrong. I got things technically incorrect.
The Sound of Music, Dr. Zhivago, Thunderball.
Yeah, but I mean that.
I'm going to put in Sound of Music.
Put in Sound of Music and put in Thunderball, but I mean it's not like Bond wasn't invented this year, you know what I mean? It wasn't the debut. True. And it was a big, you know, big seller, but
it's
also
it's more kind of like what happened afterwards.
Yeah. So it wasn't like, oh, Dr. No.
What about TV shows? Oh God, I'm looking through here. Nothing really. I mean, Hogan's Heroes, Days of Our Lives is still going.
Still going, that's
I would
true.
Say I would put that in because that was like you know, soap dramas.
Yeah.
And weird filters.
Controversial and important subjects of the time.
Exactly.
Currently shown over 12,000 episodes.
Sneaking a sandwich into space.
Sandwich in space, absolutely. Would that be the only sandwich that's ever gone to space?
Nah, they would have packed them now. They reckon they packed them.
I don't think they eat sandwiches in space. I think it's all goop out of a tube.
I think they've improved upon it since
okay,
then.
Okay, but here's what I'm saying. That's the only...
Oh, illegal sandwich or well, traditional sandwich?
It's the only traditional illegal sandwich. Like, I reckon these days there'd be like weird space sandwiches. Like, the bread is weird.
Yeah.
The meat is weird, you know? It's probably no butter on them for some reason.
Sandwiches.
It's like
in
mechanical
space.
Lubricant or something.
Astronauts commonly make their own sandwiches and even pizza on the International Space Station, Mason.
Wow.
So there you go.
But what are they making it out of? Space food sticks.
It says rocks.
Yeah, that makes a lot
space
of sense.
Space rocks.
Oh, they got to drill them out of the moon and then they make a sandwich out of them. Yeah, okay.
So I'm putting in the song Satisfaction. Any Beatles songs of note that I should put in there?
Oh, Help, I guess.
Help!
Yeah, Help! Freaking Help, all right?
I'm stuck. Help! Come and get me. The guy who stayed asleep, awake or whatever. The guy who stayed asleep. Wow, that would have been incredible. Mm. Rectangular TV.
Oh, You've Got to Hide Your Love Away was also on. On that album.
Hey, you've got to hide your... I like the Edward Vedder version.
You would like
that.
The Edward Vedder version.
I do like it. That's what I said. Rectangular TV. That's important, right?
Sure. Ticket to Ride was also on that album.
What's Rectangular TV? Yeah.
He's got a ticket to ride and okay. You know that song?
Yes, Mason. I know songs.
Nice.
I know all the songs you've said. I was lying before.
Wow.
Yeah.
Frankie and the...
No, that one I didn't know.
Okay.
What else we got here? Hugh Hefner, Batman Party? No. Bananas? Extinct bananas.
Extinct
I think
banana.
That's important.
Put extinct bananas in there. All right. America's Taste Kitchen says the alleged reason, blah, 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 is because artificial banana flavor wasn't developed based on the modern day banana. It was developed based on a variety called the Gross Michael or the Big Mike.
Big Mike.
There's admittedly some disagreement on whether artificial banana flavor is actually based on the Gross Michael or if its flavor profile is just more similar to the artificial stuff. But even if the answer is close to the latter, I'm comforted to know that artificial banana flavor is actually reminiscent of a real banana. So apparently it is closer.
I disagree.
All right.
Immensely.
Given that you've never tasted the original banana.
Nothing tastes like that.
So, yeah, well, because it went extinct. Because it was too good. That's why.
It's just not true. Mm. All right. Let's look at this. So I've got Dune CDs. Sound of Music, Thunderball, Days of Our Lives, Sneaking a Sandwich into Space, Satisfaction, Help album, Rectangular TVs.
Do you also have Sneaking Bells into Harmonica and Bells into
that's
Space?
That's boring.
Yeah, no, that's true.
Food is more dangerous. Yeah. Well, you stuck a bell in, did you? Mm. I see two fucking bellins over here, mate.
That's right.
That much.
Sneak a bloody gun into space. We'll see how like sneak a chainsaw into space and just fire it up in a narrow hallway as a prank.
That would be fun.
Be so big fun.
Year, I think.
Yes.
Big for music, big for pop culture, big for Barbie's diet.
Yeah.
50 kilo.
Yeah, that's low.
Get out of here.
I don't know. I mean, I
reckon it's like a low 70s.
Yeah. I mean, the thing about it is I feel like, you know, I think we weight heavily debuts of things.
Yeah.
So, like, I reckon if the Beatles debuted this year, I'm like, that's a big year. But I mean, just
I see what you're saying.
The album Help, good album.
Yeah,
but
how much has that influenced pop culture since then? Because aren't we looking at the impact?
I mean, we've always needed a ticket to ride. When
that's
you think
true.
About it,
yeah,
you know?
Not me.
Try to ride without a ticket. It's not
I do.
Happen.
I pay. I don't pay.
Wow.
I'm rude too.
I'm also rude. That's true. Yeah.
I reckon it's like a low 70s.
Mm. Also, as a public transport professional, if you're out there, you don't have a ticket. When they fine you, just take the ticket. Don't do a big song and dance. Just take the ticket and then write a letter and be like, sorry, I forgot. And yeah. They'll just let you off. You
yeah, know. Totally.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Yeah, I completely agree. Yeah. Yeah. I don't
have a big sook.
No, because that doesn't work ever, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. 71?
Yeah, 71.
Yeah, cool. Because last month in 1979, we did cable TV Minder, Alien, Star Trek, the motion picture, Life of
Dennis
Brian.
Waterman died.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I think we did it.
Oh. Yeah. YMCA, Off the Wall, Sony Walkman. And that got a 76.
Yeah.
I feel like it's a lot lower than a 76 then.
Yeah. See, that's the thing. I think there's a lot
maybe
of stuff.
Maybe 70.
I think it's a lot of stuff we recognize, but not a lot of stuff of like.
Perfect analogy.
Thank you. It is a perfect analogy, isn't it?
Yes.
It's the perfect metaphor, isn't it?
It is really.
What I've said is a perfect metaphor.
That's true, Mason.
Yeah.
All right. So 70, happy with that?
Yeah, I'm happy with that.
All right. 1965.
We can also completely reshuffle these at some point. Do you think one day we should do a bracketing system?
Oh.
Like once we've done a certain number of years, what we should do is we should put them in brackets and then we should eliminate some just to get rid of them forever. You know?
That's not a bad
condemn
idea.
Condemn them to the bin of history.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Like 1925 or whatever, and go in the bin forever.
Ridiculous,
you know?
And I will not.
Well, let's stack like 1934 up against 1999 and see how it goes, you know?
That's not a bad idea.
Yeah, let's stack some silent films up against The Matrix. See how that goes.
All right, anyway, so we're going to say Wouldn't Want to Be Alive Then or
Hot Stuff.
Hot Stuff. 1965. Wouldn't want to be alive then. Kind of interesting. And also a bunch of civil rights stuff that we, you know what?
Glossed over.
Well, not only that, it's not even really in any of the pages that we looked at. It's not really featuring prominently.
It's not really featuring prominently on popculturemadness.com.
Well, it's not just that. I go to like several sites.
I see.
And of course, you know how we wrap up every week now, Mason.
We did the Nutbush, folks. We're doing it right now. I mean, not yet, because there's some lead-in time.
We still disagree on when to lead in.
Yeah.
Now. It's now, right?
I don't think it is. I think it's when she's like, turn it
out. It's before then. So you think it's now?
I think it's then.
I don't know, man.
Yeah. I think the DJ maybe plays like a little bit of that and then everybody rushes to the dance floor and then when she starts singing, you do the Nutbush.
I think.
If somebody could even, I mean, obviously nobody is still listening to this podcast at this point. Everybody's, after we've said Hot Stuff, people like, or not, wouldn't want to be alive. Then
we're
people,
out.
People are out. But I reckon if people did still listen to this point, they'd be like, I know definitively.
Yeah.
We should ask Levins.
Levins would know.
Levins would know. Yeah,
that's true. Yeah. All right.
Folks, what do we say? We did it.
Already.
Ideally, there would be like a smooth transition out from the Nutbush.
We do the entirety of the Nutbush.
That's right.
And then it's a smooth transition.
Yeah.
Back that's to right. our drinks.
Yeah. All right, folks. That what a hell of a show.
Give us a year.
That's right. Give us a year. Let us know why. Yeah.
Do we get a lot of those emails actually?
Sometimes.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah. We demand. Well, let's demand them.
All right.
Email in weeklyplanetpod@gmail.com. Put a year.
And why?
And a year and why.
All right. Thanks, everybody.
See you later. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.